surprise resignation by a House Republican.
Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy will step down from his House seat next month, explaining in a Facebook post he needs to spend more time with his family. Duffy says he and his wife learned their baby due in October will need even more love, time, and attention due to complications, including a heart condition. Duffy is serving his fifth term in the House. The 47-year-old was once a cast member on MTV's reality series The Real World. A special election will need to be called in the Republican-favored district. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Duffy is married to Fox News contributor Rachel Campos Duffy. Hong Kong police have defended drawing guns during a weekend confrontation with protesters. Pro-government lawmakers condemned protesters for blocking streets, throwing gasoline bombs, and assaulting officers. Pro-democracy legislators said the government and police need to take responsibility for legislation that set off the protests that have led to months of demonstrations. Emergency personnel in Oregon rescuing a woman trapped for days in sewage.
Firefighters in Estacada, Oregon, southeast of Portland, believe the woman was doing some sort of maintenance work in her front yard last Tuesday when she fell into her home's septic tank.
Family decided to drive up and check on her, and that's when they found her down in the tank and called 911.
Division Fire Chief Richard Anderson, one of the first on scene, found the unidentified woman lying in sewage.
They were able to get a strap around her and able to lift her up out of here there with that.
She was life flighted to a hospital, expected, according to family members, to make a full recovery. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Gas prices falling 8 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says drivers are now paying an average of $2.66 a gallon. It's about 25 cents a gallon lower than this time last year. An abundant supply and load crude oil costs are credited for that drop. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Hard to believe it, but a week from tomorrow, we could end up in the throes of a teacher strike in the Clark County School District. I had a chance to visit earlier today with Scott Hammond, a state senator from Southern Nevada, but a guy that is an outspoken supporter of education. He has gone from the classroom right to the state senate. And I asked him if he thought the teachers union was serious about this September 10th strike date.
Well, I believe it. They for years and years are kind of getting fed up with promises made or
They're just kind of fed up. They're fed up with promises made. They're also fed up with the way people treat teachers. So I believe them when they say we're going to strike. There's enough of them. I'm not sure that every single one of them will strike. Not everybody that is in the classroom right now is in the teachers union. So I couldn't guarantee that we're going to have all the members of that, of the teachers union strike. The 53-54% who do belong to it. I'm not sure those who don't belong to the union will go out there and strike either. So I don't know that number, but I do know that they are serious about it. And of course, I think the Clark County School District better take it seriously. And they better be at the negotiating table and they better try and figure out how to work this out. Because again, this goes back several years ago when there was negotiations and Clark County School District said that they would pay again, those increases to teachers if they go back to school and increase their level of education. You know, there's two ways that a teacher gets paid or raises that get paid other than when you have a cost of living increase. One of them is a step increase. Every year you are a teacher up to 15 years, usually, as you get a step increase. Along with that is the level of your education. So if you have a bachelor's, you get a certain amount of money plus the first year. Second year, bachelor's plus 16 credits beyond that, yada, 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 all the way up until you get to a PhD. Now, they don't pay you much from master's plus 32 credits to a PhD, but it's there. And so there was promises 3 years ago, I believe, that was made that if you know, they're going to go back to that system. And so people have spent money to get there. You know, they've increased their level of education and expected to get compensated for it. And that's not happening. I'll tell you what, Kevin, and you can ask another question in a second. I'll just tell you that Nevada Senate Republicans saw this coming during the session. We knew that, first of all, when we closed all the budgets out, we sat down with the Senate Finance fiscal guru, Mark Kirpatrick, and we said, all the budgets are closed. How much money is left over? We've saved money here. We've closed out this category. There wasn't any Medicaid recipients as we thought. How much money do we have? And the number we were told was $250 million. $250 million unallocated at the time, at the end of the, towards the end of the session, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the end of the session. So the Senate Republicans said, look, we understand there's going to be a problem. The governor made a promise of this much money for raises. We knew that there was a situation where that wasn't probably enough. We had the CFO of the Clark County School District on the phone in the minority leader's office, as well as other representatives, Clark County. We asked them, what is the number? Because now you're going back to Sisolak and saying it's not enough. What is the number? They couldn't tell us exactly what the number was. Nobody knew what the number was because there was a disconnect between the raises and then the benefits of it also have to go up. How much money do you have? There's a couple other things. So we knew that there was $250 million. We went back and we said, this is the plan that we would have as Republicans. We'd love to discuss it with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle. We said, we'd like to put money into four areas to avoid any problems in the near future. And this is without raising taxes. This is without having to eradicate the MBT sunset that was coming. We said that we would put the $30 million back into school safety because the Democrats had put it out. We thought that school safety was paramount. We needed to put that back. We'd be willing to talk about that. Teacher raises. We looked at putting $107 million back into the distributed school account to make sure that the promise that was made earlier could be fulfilled, because this was the number that the nonpartisan Gwynn Center had suggested needed to be allocated towards a distributed school account. We also believe that we were going to put more money, about $100 million, into this class size reduction. And then what was left over, we as Republicans were still very supportive of Nevada's low-income families who are seeking to try and find a better fit for their children's needs. So we're going to put money back into the Opportunity Scholarship. That was our plan. Soundly rejected. Nobody talked about it. Very few people from the media picked up. They did talk a little bit about the $250 million, but it went away. But that was our plan from the very beginning, trying to avoid where we're at right now. That we knew was coming. So that's where we are right now. Sisolak had made promises. He tried to deliver on those, you know, but sometimes when you put money into a collective bargaining agreement, you can't always fulfill a promise. You don't have a lot of say over that after it gets in there. And that's where we're at now. The teachers, they need to be paid, or they need to have those step increases, and the school district needs to figure out how to do this. They need to negotiate. I don't want them coming to us necessarily and saying, fix our problem, you know, but I'll tell you this, we do have money left in Carson City, unallocated money.
What will happen, again, State Senator Scott Hammond joining us, what will happen to this money? Does it just stay in an account and hopefully accrue interest like a savings account?
I don't know if it accrues interest. I'd imagine it does. I don't know the ins and outs of that. I just know that right now, as we speak, you and I on the phone, all these listeners listening in, they need to know that when we left Carson City, there was money that was left over. Remember, towards the end, like the last couple of days, they kept telling us that we needed to pass SB 551. That was the bill that contained the removal of the sunset on the modified business tax. The tax that if it actually went into place, if the sunset went into place, that tax would be eliminated, and Nevada small businesses, 23,000 plus businesses in the state of Nevada, would enjoy a savings. That tax would be would bring in $98 million. We said that was illegal, that they passed that tax without a two-thirds. It's now going to court. There will be there is a lawsuit. We're going to find out by the end of September. I think it's September 16th is when Governor Sisolak and those the majority leader and the speaker they have that until that time to respond to it. But we imagine that we've asked for resolution to that by October 1st. The reason why I mention this is because if we are successful and we tell everybody that this was a bill that was passed, they didn't get a two-thirds. It was strictly passed by Democrats, and every Republican voted no because they were doing it without a two-thirds vote. It created a constitutional crisis. And we believe that our constituents are not being represented because when they take away our vote to decide whether or not we needed to increase taxes, they did it illegally. So we're going after them for that. But if for some reason we win, and I believe we will win, there will be a $100 million hole. So a lot of people are saying, oh, you guys are going to be the ones who create this crisis in education. Not at all. As I have told you, there is money. There's $175 million, or northwards of $175 million, right now in Carson City. Right now. So if we could ever figure out how much money we're talking about in this crisis that's going on in CCSD, because nobody knows for sure how much money they need at this point. They don't know for sure how much money is needed. But if we could ever figure out how much money is needed, then, you know, let them negotiate. And at the last resort, come back to us and say, we may need a fix. And there's two ways to fix it. There's two ways to solve the problem. One, you could actually have the Board of Examiners declare a fiscal emergency, therefore allowing the IFC, the Interim Finance Committee, to meet and then tap into the rainy day fund. That would be one way. The other way is to call a special session and then allow us to tap into the unallocated funds previously mentioned. Of the two, I would rather not have any of those. I think that we can solve the problem by negotiating. I think that CCSD has got to figure out how to balance their books. But if we had to meet, I would rather they just have the IFC meet. I know that brings up a whole bevy of other questions and maybe a can of worms. But I'm always suspicious when we do a special session because it's, you know, the majority party that then they're the ones who control the agenda, and I have no idea what else they would bring up during that special session, although there is $175 million there that could solve the problem. $100 million I would keep because I know we're going to win that lawsuit, and they better be ready to fill that hole with that money. And then, of course, whatever else needed to be negotiated so we could solve this crisis and not have our teachers walk out on our kids and have our school district whole and out there doing their jobs.
Again, State Senator Scott Hammond, he has been a stalwart for the education of your children for a number of years in the State Senate. Now we've got what he describes as a crisis on our hands. What is your guesstimate of what happens if there is even a limited teacher strike on September 10? The district is saying they will turn away no student whatsoever. That means there'll be kids that'll be sitting there with glorified babysitters or substitute teachers. We're already, 400 teachers short as it is now. What happens on September 10th?
It becomes a huge crisis because there'll be, this is something that worries me that you know, first of all, legal. You have to talk about the legality of it because in our state, we have a provision that says that teachers are not allowed to strike. It would be illegal. So, again, Clark County School District could bring a lawsuit. I don't think they really want to.
Could they decertify the union at that time?
I don't know. I don't know if that might be something that they could do. I don't know if they want to do that, again, because, again, you have to look at how people are going to view this. there were certain promises made to teachers. Clark County School District is not walking up to those promises. So, you know, you can understand how the teachers are very upset, but at the same time, they are not allowed to strike. And it puts into peril the kids, because that's all I've heard since I've been in the legislature since 2011. Every time you hear them say, this is for the kids, think of the kids. What about the kids? What about the kids? This is not good for the kids. This is not good for the kids. Not good for the kids. I want the teachers to think about that. I want the Clark County School District to think about that. I want everybody to think about that. What is good? What's good is that everybody sit down and talk through this. You know, we want to have a resolution, but those are some of the things that I could see happening. It's gonna be a crisis, no doubt about it. It's not good, and I hope that we can solve this before that even happens. Like I said, if it has to happen, that we get together and we figure out this, you know, the Republican Senate caucus and the Republicans in the Assembly, I know that we'd love to come up with another plan. We had a plan before we left session. If you can give us a number, we can try and figure out another plan. And that's what we're looking at right now. And I laugh sometimes when I hear about some of the excuses. I mean, you go on Twitter and you hear this excuse. That we had one more. We had Keith Pickard, who won his election. Keith Pickard won his seat in the Nevada in Nevada Senate. He joined our caucus. And you have people out there saying, well, if we could have just got one more Democrat in there, we'd be able to get all the money we needed. Well, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. Of course, if the Democrats really wanted to win that seat, and I'm just going to throw some things out there for them to think about, but if they really wanted to win that seat, they could have thrown more money into that race and won. He won that race by 24 votes. And if they really wanted to win and really wanted to raise taxes and really wanted to put more money in education, hey, you know what? Then the then majority leader probably should have spent a little bit more money on that election instead of putting it into his cars, his house, and in his business.
That's Scott Hammond. Smart dude when it comes to education. Joining us live and local now. Stick around. We're running way late on a break. We'll take a quick break. You want to be a part of the show, you're obviously welcome to do so. And don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And you know how that works. That's where you call in and you talk about whatever is on your mind. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. So in other words, you call us, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. Okay? That's how we do it. We talk about what interests you. For the early part of the program, we talk about what is in the news. For instance, in the news right now is the possibility of a teacher strike in the fifth largest school district in the country. And we talk about it. We make sure that it's stuff that interests you. We're going to take a quick break right here, live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. and their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. I don't know how many of you folks are football fans. You see where Andrew Luck obviously retired. And to those of you that have fantasy teams, if you haven't already done your draft, this is going to turn everything upside down. Because I've seen a lot of the prognosticators, believe it or not, have predicted that the Colts were going to get back to the playoffs behind Andrew Luck. Can you believe that? And now you've got Colts fans all across the country are burning his jerseys after the retirement announcement on Saturday. That to me was... That blew me away. But you know what? It occurred to me, I don't care who you are or how much money you make, this is not an old Soviet-style gulag where you have an assigned government job and that's how you make your money and that's how you get your apartment. It's a free country. It's a free country, and you can do whatever you want to do. And if you get tired of being, say, a talk show host, you can quit being a talk show host. People have done that. People have left TV shows, and I don't get the joy out of it I used to. I am blessed in that I enjoy, the 3 hours I spend every day behind a microphone are the three best hours of my day. It used to be funny. I had an ex-wife I used to do that with. We'd be at a banquet and I'd be speaking. I'd say, the three best hours of my day are the hours I spend behind the microphone. Then, the ex-wife would look up at me with that quizzical look like, are you sure? And it's always a laugh line. It was always good for a couple of yucks. Coming up, you know what we do in our final half hour? It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what interests you. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the week, maybe last week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you have kids in the Clark County School District, I want to talk to you as well. What happens on September 10th when teachers are supposed to go out on strike? We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
From the Fox Business Network, President Trump said the magic words to get investors going. Markets rising after the president announced China wants to resume negotiations for a trade deal. Both countries escalating the feud last week by upping tariffs on each other's imports. Is the parent company of Dress Barn and Ann Taylor heading for Chapter 11 status? Ascena Retail Company owes $1.4 billion to lenders, and the New York Post reports the company hasn't returned their calls or emails in at least a month. Ascena hasn't missed payments on its debts, but dozens of lenders worry the silence is pointing toward bankruptcy. And KFC is getting in on the craving for meatless meat. The fast food chain plans to test a plant-based fried chicken product at a restaurant in Atlanta and will likely expand to other locations as testing continues. Protein giant Beyond Meat will supply the imitation chicken. KFC says it's the first U.S. fast food company to offer plant-based fried chicken. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Steve Rappaport.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's optimistic a trade deal with China will be worked out that's good for everybody.
We have billions and billions coming in, and I think we're going to get there. I do. I believe it more strongly now than I would have believed it a while ago. We're going to get there, and we're going to have a really, we're going to have a fair deal.
The president at the G7 summit in France. Wisconsin Republican Sean Duffy is resigning from the House next month, he says, to spend more time with his family. His ninth child is coming.
Duffy says he and his wife learned their baby due in October. We'll need even more love, time, and attention due to complications, including a heart condition. Duffy is serving his fifth term in the House. The 47-year-old was once a cast member on MTV's reality series The Real World. A special election will need to be called in the Republican-favored district.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the congressman's married to Fox News contributor Rachel Campos Duffy. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. It's the Hammer Time Podcast. Fox News Channel's Bill Hemmer takes you one-on-one with engaging personalities covering the critical issues of the day. Find Hammer Time now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Don't know if you, by the way, you know what we do at this time of day? Come on, you know. It's called the Water Wall Free For All. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It might be something we covered earlier in the program. For instance, the school potential teacher shortage, which could get much worse. Right now, we're 750 teachers short, and that might increase by 1,000 or 2,000 teachers, because September 10th, the teachers' union is planning a walkout, a strike, and it all involves money that the state has in its coffers, but the state won't release it to the Clark County School District. I mean, the state has, what is it, $250 million in an account that is not earmarked for anything. It's just sitting, collecting interest. I hope so. Anyway, you want to talk about that, you're welcome to do so. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And simply put, you want to talk about something, we will get around to it. We are not shy about talking about the tough issues. And again, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Now, one of the things that I found interesting over the weekend, a story came out, and let's see who this is. According to the New York Times, it is increasingly unlikely that the New England Patriots will meet with President Donald Trump to celebrate their Super Bowl win. That's according to the New York Times. It should be noted, just for the record, that the president has a lot of friends, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, on that New England Patriot football team. So it's not a matter of the players don't want to go or they want to diss the president, but they haven't found a date. And again, once they get to the regular season, the likelihood of them doing this is probably not going to happen. And right now they got 2 weeks, and there are no dates that seem to be acceptable to both the White House and the team. But here's the bizarre thing. What does it tell you when the New England Patriots don't celebrate their Super Bowl win with the president, but Louisiana – the Louisiana Little League team that won the Little League World Series yesterday? Louisiana will probably go to the White House. I'm willing to bet they will. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Those of you holding, stay right where you are. Those of you who would like to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Kev? I just wanted to, I may recall last time talking about the schools, and I was the one who said I don't think teachers deserve raises. And, you know, I think actually they deserve a pay cut. You know, like their results and what they produce in the market is abysmal. And we need less teachers and more good parents. And that's what we need in society today.
Let me ask you, do you agree, for instance, I don't know if you heard Scott Hammond, but he talked about, and this is more his words than the governor's or the legislature or the school district, but we talked in terms of paper for performance. If we're not moving the needle, relative to, you know, our performance, 50th in the nation, among 50, then maybe we shouldn't be giving raises to anybody until we see progress.
I completely agree.
Are you okay with that?
I completely agree. We need a change. We need completely restructure our program. Like I said, I have a kid who's kindergarten. She's in private school, you know. So anybody, you know, who talks about they love their kids and they want the best for them, they should be putting their kids in private school. You know, if they say they can't afford it, but have a new car or have expensive vacations, that means that they don't really care about their kids' education. Because if they really care about their kids and want the best for them, the networking you get out of private schools, the one-on-one time you get out of it, the special learning, the Christian environment that you get in, and also, I mean, if you care about your children, you should invest in their education.
Can I tell you, that is a great point. And Jay, so many times we forget the input of parents and how it's so vitally important. Those of you just joining us, we're talking a little bit about the possibility of a teacher strike in just over 2 weeks from today. In fact, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, September 10th. You tell me, who is it that is at fault? We've got $250 million in an account that is just sitting there in Carson City. It's not being spent for anything. It's just sitting there, maybe collecting interest. I don't know. We've got a $300 million rainy day account. The money is there. The governor has a news conference on Friday and says, I've done my part. Don't blame me. So who's at fault if our kids on September 10 have a substitute teacher in their classroom instead of a real live, you know, a master degree, doctorate degreed teacher? And by the way, who's going to suffer? It's going to be our kids. That's the problem. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, how are you doing after your oral surgery?
I am surviving. I'm on ibuprofen.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that. I want to thank you for giving me a new radio call-in name. My name is now Sarcastic Scott. So now you have me, Sarcastic Scott. You have Deplorable Frank. And Clinical Carl, who I refer to as Dr. Looney Tunes. Hey, Carl, you out there?
Unbelievable.
Carl, you out there? You unhinged on me last Saturday on DB's show. You want to talk about, you know, Dr. Looney Tunes had to talk about my mother. Talk about my mother during the call in after me.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to call you probably in the next couple of calls. But, you know, great to have you back. I'm glad you're feeling better. And And did you know, did you hear the thing about the New England Patriots? They're my favorite team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my wife and I are from Boston. And I lived about 5 miles from Gillette Stadium. It used to be Schaefer Stadium, yeah. Sullivan Stadium. And you know, they are now called the white supremacist team.
No.
I heard it on another liberal talk show.
Well, let me just put it this way. Consider the source. That just frees up a line. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. I've got two lines open right now. You can seize either one of them. We're talking about anything that is on your mind. For Scott, it's his running battle with Clinical Carl. You may have something else on your mind, and that's A-OK. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. The report is the Patriots unlikely to visit the White House. My guess is, though, it's a guaranteed lock cinch that Louisiana's Little League team, they beat Curaçao to win the Little League World Series. I'm willing to bet they'll show up at the White House, and probably in the next few weeks. I'm just thinking. I think it's going to happen. By the way, what do you think of the Little League World Series? I always have a problem with putting these kids under such pressure. It's one thing to let kids be kids and just play. It's another thing to put them under pressure. Did you know they even have replays? They do. If the umpires get a call wrong, and again, these are Little League umpires. This is not like the Major League Baseball Umpires Association. We'll get to your calls coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's go to Tim in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Well, you know, I'm really enjoying this teacher strike pending because, you know, this goes back to talks we had in November for the gubernatorial race. Steve Sisolak, you know, that was his platform, teacher pay raise. And here we are now, and I think the teachers thought they had their man in the governor's office. Well, looks like not so. And if you watch the news outlets, they just don't ever mention the governor's name, but they would like to. And I'm really enjoying seeing them squirm when they talk about this issue. And I thank God for poor Adam Laxalt. If he was governor, wow, what would they be doing to him every minute of the day?
Oh, they would skewer. They'd be skewering Adam Laxalt. He's betrayed the teachers and he's betrayed our kids. We've got every possibility that thousands of our teachers may either be short or. Maybe not in the classroom. Now the teachers union is promising, one way or another, kids will have some place to go. I think that is in answer to the you know the charge that you're abandoning our children. By the way, from the Sunday shows, let's go to cut five. No, I'm sorry, cut four. Let's go to cut four. This is Joe Walsh, talk show host, former member of Congress, backbencher all the way, and was on MSNBC over the weekend with Candace Gibson trying to defend his own Trump-like comments. By the way, you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Here is Joe Walsh over the weekend on MSNBC.
The election day in 2016, you tweeted, on November 8th, I'm voting for Trump. On November 9th, if Trump loses, I'm grabbing my musket.
The musket tweet.
Yes. You were such an ardent supporter of Trump. What happened?
I wasn't. Look, I didn't love Trump. I didn't like him. He wasn't Hillary. So it was a pretty easy vote. I figured Donald Trump's just a goof, but maybe he'll hire some good people.
You could have quietly voted for him instead of... That sounds like supporting.
Well, I had a conservative talk radio show. I can't be quiet about anything.
Okay.
He wasn't Hillary. And so when he first got elected, I tried to do the whole good Trump, bad Trump thing. I'd praise him when he did something I liked. I'd criticize him when he didn't. It became pretty clear to me that the man basically lies every time he opens his mouth. And then he officially lost me at Helsinki when he stood in front of the world and said, I'm with Putin and not my own people.
Helsinki, I believe, was last year.
July of 18.
That was even after Charlottesville. So he didn't lose you with the comments with good people on both sides of Charlottesville?
I defend him sometimes when I believe he deserves defense. I think he was so damn inarticulate, he botched those comments at Charlottesville.
Yeah.
But look, I'm not gonna hide from you.
Yeah.
I think the guy stokes bigotry. I think he stokes racism. But I think it's all about Trump. I don't think he's a racist. It's just all whatever benefits Donald Trump, that's all I care about.
Yeah, he's the same Donald Trump. Are you a different Joe Walsh? Because you've had similar views.
No, you're right, in a way.
You are.
Oh, Candace, it's like I've had my road to Damascus moment. Look, I went to Congress in 2010. I was part of that Tea Party class. Barack Obama was president. We were at war, right, politically. And there were plenty of times when I said things that were ugly and hateful.
You called Barack Obama, not that it's ugly, you called him a Muslim.
Absolutely. Unforgivable.
Doubled down on it last year. Do you still think that he's a Muslim?
God, no.
And is that a bad thing?
What?
If he were.
No, God, no, not at all. But.
So why say that stuff?
You know what? I had so much disgust and disagreement with Barack Obama on policies that I let those disagreements get the better of me and I got personal. But again, look, Candace, I'm running against a guy who's unfit to be president.
Yeah.
I'm running against a guy who lies every time he opens his mouth. He's a narcissist like we've never seen. He's a sexual predator. All he cares about is himself. He's cruel. He wakes up every morning and sends a tweet out insulting average Americans. I mean, this is above the issues and it's above me. He's unfit.
That is an issue that's going to be debated, it looks like. And it's going to be debated among Republicans. My problem is I just don't see any of these people getting any traction whatsoever. I'm sorry, but I don't. And if you think I'm wrong on that, fine. Feel free to call me on it. That's okay. But I don't see it happening. The party apparatus at the state level, in almost every state in the union, it has become very pro-Trump. So you're gonna be swimming upstream, so to speak. I'm sorry to have to say it, but it's true. It'll be interesting to see what Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, Joe Walsh, former congressman, who I think is from, South Carolina? No, Illinois. I think Illinois. Sanford from South Carolina. I mean, are they, other than, you know, getting on MSNBC, where will they ever be seen? They won't ever show up on Fox. They won't ever show up on any... you know, real news network. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just not the way it's going to be. How are they going to fundraise? Who is going to finance these people? And who was it? Was it David Koch that died the other day? So there's one less Koch brother to be financing their campaigns, if indeed they would. I don't even know if they would. Tell me where Bill Weld is going to get his money. And the president's got like $100 million in the bank right now today. I hate to say it, but it's not going to happen. The economy is going great. Don't know if you saw the news conference today. I was really impressed by the news conference today in France at the G7. The possibility of meeting with Iran. The possibility of, meeting with more world leaders. Going to Germany. Going to Australia. I'll just say this. I think I could be wrong. Could be wrong. But this president is making a difference. And unlike the last G7 meetings, this one ended up on a high note. I thought Macron and Trump embracing. Tomorrow, more on the possibility of a teacher strike and reaction to the president's G7 performance. All that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
Optimism over China trade talks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Before leaving the G7 summit in France, President Trump today said he believes negotiations with China will result in a trade deal, but only if it's fair.
I think they want very much.